Good morning, it is September 14th, 2025, in the year of our Lord, and the title for my message is In the Potter's Hands. And my first scripture comes from the prophet Jeremiah, which is where my message is drawing from. Jeremiah 18, 1 through 11. This is the word that came to Jeremiah from the Lord. Go down to the potter's house, and there I will give you my message. So I went down to the potter's house, and I saw him working at the wheel. But the pot he was shaping from the clay was marred in his hands. So the potter formed it into another pot, shaping it as seemed best to him. Then the word of the Lord came to me. He said, Can I not do with you, Israel, as this potter does, declares the Lord? Like clay in the hand of the potter, so are you in my hand, Israel. If at any time I announce that a nation or kingdom is to be uprooted, torn down and destroyed, and if that nation I warned repents of its evil, then I will relent and not inflict on it the disaster I had planned. If at another time I announce that a nation or kingdom is to be built up and planted, and if it does evil in my sight and does not obey me, then I will reconsider the good I intended to do for it. Now therefore say to the people of Judah and those living in Jerusalem, this is what the Lord says, Look, I am preparing a disaster for you and devising a plan against you. So turn from your evil ways, each one of you, and reform your ways and your actions. And my New Testament reading comes from 1 Corinthians 15, verses 20 through 26. But Christ has been raised from the dead, the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep. For since death came through a man, the resurrection of the dead comes also through a man. For as in Adam all die, so in Christ all will be made alive. But each in turn, Christ the first fruits, then when he comes, those who belong to him. Then the end will come when he hands over the kingdom to God the Father after he has destroyed all dominion, authority, and power. For he must reign until he has put all his enemies under his feet. The last enemy to be destroyed is death. In the potter's hands. You know, when you look at pottery and you look at pictures online or in a book, you can see what a mess it is to make a pot or any type of clay object. Your hands become covered in wet clay, and as you work the clay, all the while spinning the wheel, most likely with your feet. It takes a lot of energy and thought to make something out of clay. You know, what an interesting and telling picture of God becoming the master potter in the lives of his people. God doesn't regret or hold back in getting his, quote, hands dirty. In fact, God wants to be involved in our lives from our birth to our very last breath. Jesus, the Son of God, left the glory of heaven and literally got dirty and messy becoming a human being, born of a woman under the law of Moses and taking upon himself our frailty, our weakness, our proclivities to sinning, and in all reality, our sin. And that was done by the love of Christ. Jesus is still working in and through us by the power and presence of the Holy Spirit in his church. From this metaphor of God being the master potter, we come to understand that God is sovereign over the clay. You know, in the strong hands of the Lord, that is where the ordinary becomes extraordinary. To mold, to shape, and form not only nations and empires, but individual lives. You and I are turned into instruments and vessels for good purposes for the kingdom. God did this for ancient Israel and Judah, and God is doing this today in the body that we call the church, the body of Christ. There are moments and seasons in our lives when it seems like life is like a lump of clay. And when we have those moments, we struggle to see beyond our own failures, and we struggle to see what God wants us to do with our lives. Sometimes, in those moments of uncertainty and doubt, we might feel helpless, we might even feel directionless, and even for some, hopeless. We are much like a hamster on a spinning wheel going around and around, but going nowhere. However, there is hope for you and I because there is a master potter. God is the one bringing meaning and purpose to life. And since that is the fact, we can learn to trust him. And because we can trust him, we can place our lives literally in his hands. You know, one of the joys in going to antique shops is having the luxury to browse and to look and to hold and to handle some antiques in these shops. And when you do that, you're seeing handmade craftsmanship of all sorts and kinds. You can expect to see detail and intricacy. You can focus on the materials that were used to build that particular antique, whether it's a grandfather's clock, a cuckoo's clock, whatever it might be. You know, Tracy and I, when we travel often to Pennsylvania and we have some time set aside, we will go to one of these antique shops and we will go and look at German cuckoo clocks. And we will also peruse and look at grandfather clocks. They're a fascination of ours. And as I just mentioned a couple moments ago, you can see when these handmade products, how expensive they can be because of the artistry, because of the dedication and the craftsmanship that was involved. And these antique articles, these antique clocks, or whatever it might be, often are built so precisely, so fantastically, that they will last a lifetime, and that you will give them away to your heirs, to your children, to your grandchildren. You know, a couple years ago, we had the opportunity to go to Lancaster, Pennsylvania, and while we were there, we went to a place that's called Shady Maple. I've been going to Shady Maple since the late 1980s. Well, a lot has changed with that business. It's gotten much larger. Now it's a tourist destination with tourist bus. But long story short, while we were there, we found an Amish handmade quilt. And I told my wife it's going to cost a pretty penny, and it certainly did. But it was worth it. And one of our daughters is going to receive this handmade Amish quilt. So in some respects, when you travel and you're looking, it's good to see some craftsmanship coming back to the United States. You know, folks, when you buy any object, any product, there is supposed to be a country of origin label or sticker on that product telling you exactly where it was manufactured. Now, some of these companies have realized that Americans are on them and that they don't want to buy a particular product from overseas in Asia, i.e. China. So they will use barcodes and they will use numbers to hide that fact. So to be aware of that. Now, changing topics back to our main text. You know, in the same way, God, the master potter, places a tag on each of us that says handmade with love and care. Value can be found not only in the uniqueness or even the materials used, but in the value given to it by its creator. For example, the Stradivarius violins are unbelievably rare and expensive. For those of you who don't know what I'm talking about, Antonio Stradivari lived from 1649 to 1737. He handcrafted over 1,100 instruments in his lifetime. They are coveted because of their craftsmanship, their tonal quality, and the lasting legacy, particularly the violins. And these violins will often sell for millions of dollars. One of these Stradivarius violins sold for $16 million. Well, let's change the topic here. Maybe you're looking at a very expensive work of art, a painting. Paintings on canvas by such artists as Leonardo da Vinci, Van Gogh, or Rembrandt will go for hundreds of thousands, if not millions of dollars as well. So when you use those two as an example or a metaphor, the same thing can be said about you and I, that we are a masterpiece from the master potter, not because of who we are intrinsically or that we have more value than other people, but because of the one who made you and I, that being God. You know, when you look at different ideologies and philosophies of life, naturalism or natural evolution diminishes and degrades the value of human life. I do not know how many times I have heard that by scientists, by natural evolutionists. They devalue and they diminish human life. And not only that, they devalue and diminish this earth. But God in the Bible says the complete opposite. In Genesis chapter 1, verses 26 to 27, we read the following. Then God said, "Let us make mankind in our image, in our likeness, so that they may rule over the fish in the sea and the birds in the air, over the livestock and over all wild animals, over all creatures that move along the ground." Verse 27, so God created mankind in his own image. In the image of God, he created them, male and female, he created them. Ephesians 2:10 says the following, "For we are God's handiwork, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do." As Christians, we must remember that God is sovereign, and as a potter, he has complete control over the clay. God is holy and just and righteous. God is also patient, tender, and merciful, abounding in love. Nothing that happens in life is a surprise. Have you heard or said this phrase, "You got this"? Well, we could say that God has this, that God got this as well, that there is nothing stronger, more clever, or powerful than the Almighty Eternal One. God's got this. It's great and comforting to know intellectually that God is in control of the universe. Just as children take great comfort and trust in loving parents, in doting fathers and mothers, it's the same thing for you and I. It's to come to the realization that God dotes on us, that he loves us, just as our parents love us, even more so. And when you realize that, you are taken aback by God's love. God's love for you as a son, God's love for you as his daughter. You know, coming back to this notion of pottery, there are basically three differences in clay. Clay can be separated from these simple facts: distance from its original source out of the ground, the number of foreign components, and the temperatures of heat that they can endure. The closer the clay is to its original source, the less impurities it will have, which means it can then have a higher melting point in the fire. In the end, the story is not the clay itself, but what the potter creates to do with it. We are not to remain a lump of lifeless clay. God wants us to place our lives in his hands by faith, so that we can become a vessel of beauty and purpose. Now, for that to happen, we must come to the realization that it is a process. Let me reread again Jeremiah chapter 18, verses 3 and 4. So I went down to the potter's house, and I saw him working at the wheel. But the pot he was shaping from the clay was marred in his hands. So the potter formed it into another pot, shaping it as seemed best to him. When you look at that metaphor and that example of Jeremiah, that truth was not only for Israel and Judah, but that truth is also for us as well today. For clay of any kind to become a useful vessel, there is a long process involved. It does not happen instantaneously or even automatically. Billy Graham, the great American evangelist, once said something that was very telling. He said, when we come to the end of ourselves, we come to the beginning of God. Our journey with Jesus begins the moment we proclaim and believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Hence, we call him our Lord and Savior. After that salvific moment, then begins the process, what is called sanctification. We are like that lump of clay placed on the spinning wheel and formed into a beautiful vessel for God's use. When you think about it, you have to prepare the clay by adding water and kneading the bubbles out of it. And then from the preparation, you go to shaping the clay, whereby the potter uses his hands to constantly mold and shape the clay to his desire. After the shaping has been done, then comes the firing. You put the clay into an oven of some kind, and you bring out all of the impurities, causing the clay to endure and last, transforming something that was soft and pliable into something that is strong and durable. Finally, after that entire process, you add glazes or paints to these vessels that have been created by the potter. To everyone listening to this message, are you in the master potter's hands? I hope you are, because it is the safest place to be, and God is waiting for us to surrender and give our hearts, our minds, and our souls to his divine purpose. God has a purpose and a plan for your life. Amen.